food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Hello, this is Ellen, and I just want you to know our family loves to serve fondue for special occasion dinners. And boy, do we go all out. But so many people think it's so hard to do. We are here to tell you that's not necessarily so, because we have Alana Simon, author of the Fondue Bible, with us. And she's going to bring the best of fondue recipes back into all of our kitchens. They are really yummy ones, so get ready. Alana, thank you for joining us for some, what I love to say, fondue fun. As I mentioned, perception is just really too hard to do. So we all might get fondue pots, but they end up staying in our closets forever, you know, just collecting dust. So you're here to tell us that's different. How can it be easy to serve fondue?
Well, actually, I think fondueing is one of the easiest ways to entertain, because you can do a lot in advance. So you can, I like to say, you can shop and chop and grate and marinate all in advance. So when your guests arrive, you're spending time with them. And, of course, everybody is cooking their own meals, so you're with them at the table and enjoying each other's companies and really having a lot of fun. Like, I think it harkens back to, you know, everyone sitting around the old fire pit and grilling meat and doing all those kinds of things, and it's really a sociable way to entertain and really a fun way for kids of all ages. I found that when I was creating the recipes and testing them, that my kids young, and then when the second book I did, they were a bit older, and everybody loves to fondue. It's just a different and unique way to eat, and really not that hard.
Well, I am convinced of that, but I think one of the things that makes it easier today is the fondue pots are better than they used to be. They are more solid. They just make it more user-friendly. Do you agree with that,
yeah,
or do you have any special ones that you recommend?
I really love the enameled cast iron pots. They're ideal for the cheese fondues, and so they're really great. And then the ceramic ones are really good for the chocolate and those lighter ones, but the enameled cast iron ones for the cheese are great. And for the broths, I do a lot of broths, so you can also use the enameled cast iron ones for that, or you can use an electric fondue pot. I know a lot of people are keen on that, and so that's a good use for that, and as well as for oil fondues, the electric one is really ideal as well.
Yeah, we use electric, I have to admit. I mean, I remember always finding that we ran out of the fuel, and then if things start to get cold, I like the steady usage of electricity. Hopefully the lights don't go out during the time, but it's just a great way to entertain. You said it's family friendly, and boy, oh boy, is it ever. We all of our kids in our family go get so excited when we serve fondue. All right, how do we, if people think of fondue as chocolate and cheese and chocolate, that's what comes to everybody's mind.
Right.
What are some healthy twists that we can add to it so that it isn't just chocolate and cheese?
Yeah, well, one of the things that I really wanted to do, because I'm really interested and devoted to cooking healthy as well, is that I came up with a lot of broth fondue recipes. And the great thing about the broth fondue recipes is that while you're sitting around the table and dipping your vegetables or your meat or your chicken or your shrimp into the broth, at the end you could create something like a Chinese hot pot, where you add in the rice stick noodles, you add in whatever vegetables or meat or fish or remaining, and you cook up this delicious soup. It's amazing. And so whenever I have a dinner party, I always make sure to leave a little bit of extra in the kitchen so that not everything is used, so that by the end, you know, you always lose a few pieces too. So by the end, you throw everything into that pot, and it's an amazing soup, and it's worth the wait. And broth is so much, of course, healthier for us. It's not oil. It's not cheese. And, you know, I agree that everything in moderation. So I think that there is a place for cheese fondues. There's a place for chocolate fondues, oil fondues, everything. But when you want a healthier twist, I say go for the broth. And I've come up with so many different kinds of broth, like everything from, you know, Asian broth to Thai. It's just, there's so many different ways that you, Middle Eastern, that you can enjoy fondue.
You know, I'm just sitting here salivating. I just need to just go away, just walk away from this and go right into my kitchen. I can't wait. I've got the book right here. It's the Fondue Bible. You're going to want to get it. Everybody, be sure and look for it. A good example of your broth healthy twist for me is the paella fondue. I never thought to create a paella fondue. Would you explain that one, please?
Sure. This is one of my favorite ones, and when I served it before, well, it includes a lot of the ingredients that you would find in a paella, so that would be, you know, you have to have the saffron. That's absolutely essential.
Oh, and yeah.
I've got cilantro in there. I've got wine. I've got broth. Really, the way I start off the broth is with sautéing some onions and garlic and peppers, you know, adding in the broth, adding in some stewed tomatoes with juice, some white wine, throw in a bay leaf, chopped fresh cilantro, a bit of thyme, some hot pepper flakes, and then the saffron, and really letting that simmer and really get full of flavor. And then you start dipping in your beef tenderloin, sliced thinly, and you can also add some other things to make it more paella, like shrimp would be an excellent addition. Some sausage would be a great addition as well. Some chicken pieces, too. So you're just really recreating that wonderful infusion of flavors that so many of us love about paella.
You know what? You've just said it. It's infusion. I think cooking in one pot gives that advantage, that flavor advantage of infusion. And what you're describing to me looks also awfully much like a soup. I could also just eat this all as a soup. So fondue is a fun way to eat it, but you could also have it as a soup. It is one of many of my favorites, but we talked about cheese. Of course, who doesn't love a cheese fondue? I overlove a cheese fondue, meaning I pig out, but I love the one you have with spinach in it. So would you share that one with us?
Sure. So in the Fondue Bible, I have it's divided into sections. So there's a cheese section, there's a broth section, oil, as well as desserts. And so for the cheese one, I've tried to really provide a variety of different options. And so this one calls for processed cheddar cheese block. That's sometimes it's in a red container, McLaren's. I don't know if that's available in all parts of the country, but it's a processed cheddar cheese block. So I recommend cubing that and adding some grated old cheddar cheese. You put in a little bit of, you coat the cheese with flour, and then this is also made with beer instead of wine, so that makes it a little different as well. And then you bring in a bit of mustard and ground nutmeg for extra flavor, and add in the chopped spinach, blanched for 1 minute, and you stir it all up, and you've got this really, it's such a creamy fondue, and it's excellent to dip in bread especially, and as well apples and pears and bagel chips, those kinds of things. One of the great things about cheese fondues is you can serve it as an appetizer too if you don't want to do a whole fondue meal. It's a great appetizer.
Well, the way I would eat it, it would be the entree and the dessert. But they, you know, we always had Welch rarebit when I was growing up, and mother always put beer in it. So this reminds me of that.
Oh, good.
That beer gives it a little extra tart flavors. Don't be afraid
of
it, because when it's cooking, you lose the alcohol. So
that's
it's
right.
Family
safe. Yeah, you don't
safe.
Have to worry
be
about
sure.
the kids.
All right. In the time remaining, I want to at least touch on dessert. Let me just mention that you've got several. Two that caught our eye was raspberry fondue, but I have to go to the Mexican chocolate fondue in about 15 seconds. Can you wrap it up with that?
Well, the Mexican chocolate fondue has obviously chocolate, and many of the recipes do have chocolate in them. It's just that added cinnamon. It's got a great flavor to it, a great consistency, and I highly recommend. And the raspberry one as well is something different. If you don't want chocolate, it's frozen raspberries is the base. And
yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you for joining us, Alana. I'm sorry we have to cut you short, but
that's
nobody has to be cut short. They just go get the Fondue Bible by you at robertrose.ca or look at Amazon. Thanks, everyone, for listening today. Be sure and listen to our past episodes on Radio MD. In the meantime, please eat well and stay well.